I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A couple of stories about body odor making news this morning. The first one in China. It seems Taku Udemira, a 21-year-old maritime self-defense force member, has something you'll never forget about him. His unforgettable body odor.
Oh, that's not good.
Udemira, apparently unaware of his distinctive boxing glove-type musk, took it upon himself to strike up a conversation with a woman that he had groped.
Okay, yeah.
Although the woman hadn't seen his face clearly due to his clever baseball cap in the face disguise, he couldn't mask his body odor.
Mm.
So now this woman is testifying at a trial about this, and her description of this guy's unique stench proved to the judge that he was the guilty party. The judge said it is a pretty strong and extremely distinctive odor, so he's just been sentenced to 2 years in prison based on his smell.
The only thing I can equate this to is when I played hockey, I had like an old set of hockey gloves. And, you know, your hands are sweating in there, just and they're old. You just throw them in your hockey bag.
They have a distinctive smell.
At least they smell so bad. The older they are, the worse. Like, I mean, they smell so bad when they're old. And that's what I imagine this guy smells like. Old hockey gloves.
Mm. Oh, that's a terrible stench. That is a horrible smell. So, yeah, old boxing gloves would smell the same.
Yeah.
Just sweat-filled.
Leather.
Ugh. But his smell got him convicted.
2 years in prison.
Mm-hmm. China. I mean, if you got to know if you have a certain smell, you know.
A distinctive odor.
Yeah.
It could catch you.
Like if I smelled like Hulk Hogan, like Lisa thinks.
Like coconut.
Coconuts.
And oil.
And oil. You know, I couldn't do a lot of crime stuff because they'd be like, oh, well, that's that guy who smells like Hulk Hogan.
Why does it smell like Hulk Hogan down here?
Yeah.
I like the jury has to smell Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And then they got to smell Chuck.
He's got all of his tan oils and stuff. And Lisa's like, that is Hulk Hogan. I told you guys. He smells like
smells
that.
Just like Hulk Hogan.
Coconuts. Vanilla smell.
Get a whiff, brother.
Yeah.
Now, while we're speaking of body odor, it's a really tough situation when you've got a coworker who stinks.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you don't tackle it head on, it makes it worse. One woman tried to go the passive-aggressive route, and now she's been fired and in court. This woman named Amber Bridges was working as a supervisor at a court in Indianapolis when some of her employees started complaining to her about one of their coworkers' horrible body funk.
Yeah.
So Amber bought a bunch of air fresheners, and she installed them all over the office. Well, about 6 months later, the employee with the body odor complained to Human Resources that those air fresheners had created a hostile work environment, and Amber was fired for what she did.
Wow.
So now she's suing the city of Indianapolis for wrongful termination. She's arguing that the employee's body odor is a disability, and since she was working to accommodate it under the Americans with Disabilities Act, she never should have been fired. So she didn't tell the employee.
Yeah.
She just tried to make it better for the other employees.
Right. It's kind of like walking into Dave's office every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
air freshener, so.
It's like, woo!
Yeah.
Whoa, it's fresh in here.
Well, for some reason.
It's fresh.
My office is underneath a sewer line or something.
Yes. Dave's office.
And it smells
like poop.
It'll smell like poop quite a bit. So I installed like a plugin.
Yes.
And it sometimes is so bad that I have like a spray that I've got to spray.
Yeah, you have to. No, like we know you have to. Right. But I mean,
dude, your office smells like a gift shop.
Well, on good days.
Yeah,
or
on
it
good
smells
days.
Like
we didn't
a
get
Subway
there.
Toilet on
yeah.
other days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like when Dave gets there, it smells like
when it's been closed up for a long time,
yeah,
it stinks.
A sewer, and then he finally, just to counteract it, you know.
So should she have been fired?
So who got fired? The girl
woman,
that...
Okay, she was the supervisor. People came to her and said, oh my God, this guy stinks so bad, I can't handle it. She had a bunch of complaints. So she put up air fresheners around the office.
Yeah.
She was fired because of that, because that guy said it created a hostile work environment for him.
That was, yeah, maybe that wasn't the way to handle it.
If
I don't know
she,
how
if there was some
be
kind
fired,
of announcement
though.
Or something that was because that kind of singled him out, then it's probably wrong.
She
and
just
she
put
was
up
right
air
to be
freshener?
Like it was probably there's no recourse, but she did it, didn't embarrass the guy. Then she's like, I
but
think
I mean,
she's
isn't
right.
it, like isn't it up to you to like make sure that a place smells good? I mean, like, don't you think, Dave, that if you went to someone and you were like, hey, just so everyone knows, my office smells like a toilet all the time, mm-hmm. you know, don't you think, like, someone might put up an air freshener? They probably would have done that for you. You did it yourself, obviously, but
right.
it's kind of up to you to make sure that everyone else has a non-hostile work environment, right?
Yeah.
It sounds
to
like
me,
she sort of outed this guy somehow.
Well, like, that's what you can't do.
Exactly.
But that's not what they say
it's
anywhere
not what they
in
say,
the story.
So that doesn't make sense. Because he's saying it created a hostile work environment.
Just because he knew, he was like, hey, listen, I know I stink. I'm trying to do stuff to fix it. It's a disability that I have. And here you go. You put all these things up all over the place and draw all this attention to it, you know.
I'm just trying to envision myself, like, life as a stinky person.
Yeah.
And what that...
Like, I think
it
would be terrible, but like,
he can't do anything.
He can't help it. But at the same time,
just trying to step in.
I wouldn't be able to work. Like, imagine one of us really.
Oh, thank God. We've
said that for years.
We're so thankful that none of us have a big body funk because we're trapped in a room together. It's unlike a lot of workplaces where people have their own space, even their own cubicles. We're in one room together. I mean, James got his own space. That's why he farts in there occasionally.
Yeah.
Farting all the time.
All the time. All the time. There he goes again.
The rest of us are in this room. So if somebody had a funk, it'd be bad for the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley has a comment here. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hey, Penis Falls and Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
So, you've had a similar situation at your work?
Yeah, so there was a chick every morning, like she had wet hair, so clearly she took a shower, but she had funk every morning. And it got to the point where we would secretively put, like, deodorant samples inside of her locker.
Oh, yeah,
we ended up having a supervisor kind of, you know, pull her aside and say, hey, is there anything, like, you want to talk about? Like, we're just kind of getting some issues, like, just beating around the bush with it. And the supervisor got written up by the CFO because they wanted to talk to her about it, even though it was something that was clearly affecting the entire workplace as everybody was in on putting samples of deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, see, like, that move right there, which I think is a universal move that office people do, the old, I'm going to put
it a... It wasn't even an office. It was a pretty physical job, too. So it was like, okay, we all know we can call each other out, like, girl, you smell today. Or, hey, dude, you kind of, you know, a little funky. And we got it, and we could do it. But with this chick, she was, like, so nervous and upset if anybody talked to her about anything. It's like, we're not trying to be mean. We all stink at one point. Just deal with it.
That's crazy you have that sense. I mean, I've worked with you guys for years. Chuck, I've worked with for like 17 years. I still don't know if I could say to him, "Ooh, dude, you stink today."
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd be comfortable
well, because
saying that.
What an odd day that would be for me, right? Like, I don't stink. Like, I know I don't stink. I take a shower every morning. I don't stink. So, like...
But even though
I can understand you not being able to, like, not wanting to point it out to me.
I don't think you could work together for 17 years if you want somebody stunk.
No, but she's saying that occasionally someone will come in stinking and be like, oh, girl, you smell.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Chuck comes in one morning. I'm like, oh, God, Chuck, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
I'm being comfortable enough to say that.
I mean, in a workplace, the stinky, they're really untouchable.
Listen, Dave worked next to a farter, like a constant farter. And
he smelled like meatloaf and poop.
Right. Oh, and God. So, listen. So there was like at least four people in the in that office area with him. But like, I don't think anyone ever went to HR. And if they did go to HR, nothing ever happened to that man.
Well, we went. We had a coworker that stunk.
Well, yes, we did.
And we went to her boss and said, hey, you've got to try and talk to her.
Yeah.
Because we were trapped with this person mm-hmm. for a while.
Yeah.
And they smelt like a fish and chip shop.
And there was nothing, though, that could be done.
That's what they said. They couldn't really approach it. They did that manager
was too afraid
or too embarrassed to talk to them about it.
And I feel like that's what happened with the farting guy, too. Like, they were just like, guys, what do you really want us to do?
There's no recourse.
There's nothing you can do. When you work with someone who smells really bad, it's almost time to quit.
It's your only option, really. You can't.
And I know that sucks, but like they've got more protection than you do.
They do.
And I think even if you bought one of those little things, Dave, you know, like shoved it up your nose all the time, or if you walked around with just Febreze and were just spraying it all the time,
you're harassing
that's
them.
What it would be.
Yeah.
We just had to deal with it. That's what we did. We just had to deal with it.
Yeah, we did.
When she'd leave,
we'd be like,
ah! Oh.
But we had sprays. We would spray.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Lisa was very quick on a spray can. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, ew, ew, ew.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know, Andy, there were some, I mean, some days it was, most days it was manageable.
Right.
There were some days when it was like, you would gag at the smell of what, I don't know.
I got a like
fishy lady parts.
I can't deal with smells, man.
And then there was the poop, the pants, wow. And that was.
Oh, yeah, like. It dropped out of her.
Yeah.
That was even worse.
Bad times. Bad times. Let's go to Jack, who has a comment here. Hi, Jack. How are you?
You say they ate the carpet.
Hey, guys.
We're okay.
How you guys doing?
Well, a woman fired for complaining about a coworker's body odor.
Yeah, no. So I worked at a smoke shop for a year. So you kind of work, you know, with like those kind of hippie kind of people.
Yeah.
Oh. And so I worked with this girl for a year that refused to wear deodorant because of the aluminum that was in the deodorant.
That was before natural deodorant.
God,
I guess, came out. Right?
Well, even like those natural deodorants, I swear.
Even,
they wouldn't work on me.
Even then.
I use all natural deodorant now.
I use high powered.
But I have an extra one in my desk, and I do reapply like halfway through the day.
Oh, yeah. No,
because I just am not sure if it will hold
up.
Yeah,
I need just the most cancer causing thing.
Yeah, I mean, shoot me up with full aluminum. You know, I mean, you guys don't need any of that. I'm telling you, like, when it says, like, 24-hour protection or whatever, I think I use stuff that's, like, 48-hour protection. I'm like, how then in 6 hours am I decimating this stuff?
Wow, so you use, like, the clinical strength stuff.
No, I just use, you know, normal. Like, I use, like, a Gillette or whatever, right. Like, just the...
regular
the
stuff.
Clear stuff.
I always gravitate towards things that do not relate to me at all. I'm like, sport. Even though I'm not an athlete, I should probably have that level of protection.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I get it. I blow through all that stuff.
Heather is joining us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. This woman fired for complaining about a coworker's body odor. What's your comment, Heather?
My mother-in-law got pulled into the office because she was repeatedly farting, and the other coworkers
terrible.
No.
were complaining about her lingering body odor.
Yep.
And they sent her home for the day, like, you know, you need to go home because she was crying so bad. And my husband was like, well, you do. And nobody could believe that they actually pulled her into the office to complain about her farting. But I guess it was pretty toxic, so...
Well, I'm sure it is toxic, but like, what did she have to do to change?
She had to like go to the doctor's office and prove that like she had some gastrointestinal issues.
The doctor had to write a note for her.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Basically, yeah.
Please
the doctor had to write
her
a note
ass.
So she could fart at the office, and then they kind of moved her like away from other coworkers.
So she got the doctors all good to fart wherever she is.
Well, she had
it.
Some like intestinal issues that she was like going through, and like she didn't bother to tell anybody about it. And so I was like, okay. Like, why would you tell your boss, like, listen, I'm having
I get it. I mean, but because it's still at the end of the day, it's your ass. It's still embarrassing to like, talk about
and
your
ass. You know, the thing is, though, so even if I had, like, let's just say all of a sudden I had, like, some real severe intestinal stuff going on, I would explain to you guys. I'd be like, hey, guys, you guys know I've got the thing going on. I'm going to have to just go and fart all the time. But I would fart. I'd go outside.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go fart outside. Like, if I, like, I would not.
Just let it rip in here.
No. Like, it's amazing to me that people are just like, you know what? It hurts a little bit. I'm farting in front of all of you.
That's crazy to me.
It hurts a little bit right now. I want relief. I don't know. We all can help it.
I just feel like as a, like growing up as like a little fat kid or something, there's something in me that's like, I couldn't fart in front of people. Like, I was never that guy. I never wanted to be like fat and stinky.
One out of 20 of mine, one out of 20 could kill someone.
Oh.
So I would never want to take a risk of
really hurting somebody.
Of it being one of those that's right. Like a room clearer.
It's really kind of you.
It is. It's very kind.
Yeah. I feel like it is. If you knew the pain that I go through sometimes.
Someone said, suffering. I need to get one of those farting doctor's notes on deck. Well, here you go, sir. This is the reason. My doctor said it's okay for me to fart. Someone else texted in saying one of the guys we work with has the worst breath every day. Mm. And he's a close talker.
Oh.
Makes you feel like gagging.
Man, I can't hit with somebody's breath.
I can't. I got to back up. I will physically take a couple of steps back because otherwise you'll see me go.
Yeah.
This person had real bad dental issues. I was like, it was bad. I was like, chipped.
Chipped.
Yeah, I've had that.
Worked with a girl who smelled like dirt butt. Our store manager had to talk to her at least 3 times before the problem was fixed. So she just wasn't wiping her ass well enough.
Man, you got to get back there and give her hell.
Boy. The scrubbing necessary.
Megan. Hi, Megan. How are you?
None can remain.
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
So I worked with a lot of people, and we worked in like little cubicles, and we would move around a lot to, you know, mix it up. And one of the women mentioned at one point that she hadn't like changed her weave in like 2 years. And we had all noticed that she kind of smelled really terrible, but we like kind of beat around the bush. But one guy actually said out loud, like sometime not around her, and she overheard, and like she just started wearing like super perfumed lotions to try and cover it up. So I don't understand why people aren't just like trying to like make it better for everyone else.
Because well, you can get fired.
Well, and that's what
that's
it is.
At the end of the day, if you say something to her, you could get fired for it.
That's what it is. And
she's protected more than you are.
That's the environment we're in now. You know,
I can have a 2-year-old stinky weave on my head.
Yes. And if I say anything to you about it, let alone it'd be so odd for you to have a weave on, Dave.
Well, you guys, I got a new look.
Oh,
I wanted it to be longer.
David is weave.
Yeah, well, now he's got Fabio hair.
It's blowing during the show.
Yeah.
I get a fan set up here so it'll blow back during the show.
Dave got that weave at a garage sale.
Haven't touched it in 2 years.
Yeah.
I just pop it on in the morning and head into work.
But like I say something to you about it, then I get fired for
right.
it.
Yeah.
Don't you talk about
you
my
know?
Weave.
Like everyone's protecting your 2-year-old weave on your head.
I've seen some of the most disgusting, revolting, like crazy hippie hair at like concerts and stuff.
Yeah,
and you can literally smell it. Like you smell it.
It's like
and they try to mask it with patchouli and then the patchouli combines.
Oh yeah.
The white guy dreads.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just encountered some of those.
Me too. And man, did he stink.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a gross movie.
Todd, you're up next with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Had a big
hey,
movie.
I'm doing fine. How's it going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What's your comment?
Well, I worked for a major airline. We cleaned airplanes before going up on a flight from Brazil, which was a 767. We had partaken of some stale peanuts and orange juice that didn't
make it out.
It didn't have an effect on the two guys, but it had an effect on me. By the time we got to the airplane, I felt it churning. And the story goes, I was in the middle buffet buddy of mine who also had the peanuts and orange juice was running the vacuum. Hose was 20 feet long, so the body of the vacuum reached clear back the coach.
Okay. Yeah.
And when he got up to the buffet I was at, he took the wand, deposited there in the go zone, and I ripped one off.
Into the vacuum.
Into the vacuum.
Oh, okay. Ingenious.
And traveled its way clear back to the coach. But it took 5 to 6 seconds, and then all of a sudden you heard this gagging.
Oh, it was released. It was released by the vacuum.
And it literally drove the rest crew off the plane, landed me in the office.
Oh yeah.
And questioned about it, and I denied it. I said, from my butt, clear through a stinky vacuum and caused such chaos. There was something already in the vacuum, blah, blah, blah. End of story. The silence of the cheese tray was deadly.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Yeah, Todd. All right, man. Well, you evacuated
Todd,
a plane.
Take care.
See you, man.
Todd, so glad that he didn't say that he flew the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know.
I thought he was
guys,
was a pilot.
I'm telling you. Like, I understand what he's talking about. Not with the peanuts and not with the orange juice.
That sounded like the craziest, like, fart science experiment ever.
Yeah, it did.
Really was.
Yeah.
It totally did.
Stale peanuts.
Can we make a fart travel down this hose?
Old concentrated orange juice.
Here's what, and why does this remind me of Lisa Way?
Mm-hmm.
I worked in a bank 8 years ago with a lady who would literally excuse herself politely. Pardon me. She'd get up, and then she'd spray air freshener around a stinky customer. No one ever talked to her about it. Times have changed. Pardon me just a second. Shh. Thank you so much. All right. What were we saying?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? And she didn't get talked to. She was allowed to do it.
That's crazy.
Well, because she was doing it to customers.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't someone that worked
well,
there.
Well, still, though,
you
think
customer would complain. Some lady spraying air freshener around you.
Yeah.
Let's go next to Becky. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Hi. So, I used to work in a game store. I only worked there for like a year. Mm. And we actually had a rule on the books that if a customer came in and they stunk, we had to tell them to go home and shower.
A customer, not a coworker,
a
customer.
A customer. We had to tell them to go home if they stunk. And I actually did have to do it once, and it was the most awkward thing I've ever had to do.
Was it like a tabletop game store?
Yeah, it was board games and such, and we did host Magic the Gathering games
on
Friday
night.
Yes, you
did. Yes, you did.
That crowd is high with the stinky people.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'd go, I'd catch whiffs of people when I was going in and buying Magic cards all the time.
Yeah.
There's certain places that attract, I think, stinkier individuals.
Yeah.
Certain businesses.
Stinky old basement dwellers.
Yeah.
You know, not to be...
like, it's like when Eugene came over to my house that one time, and then my dad made him take a shower.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing for Eugene.
You know? I mean, my dad was like, boy, you got to get in the shower right now or get the hell out of my house.
I appreciate that on so
and
many levels.
And that's the Breister.
But I could never be that guy. I could never tell one of my son's friends, because I've had one of Aiden's friends in the car
that
stunk.
Strange.
Was, like, so bad.
Like it stunk.
Yeah, this was like the whole room that he was in would have been terrible. And you know what, though? It changed Eugene.
Yeah.
He that never changed stunk Eugene again, probably.
Because you go through something like that, you know.
What did he smell like?
B.O. It was just his max level.
Did not bathe
teenager
enough.
B.O. Yeah.
And that's what
with
this
no
kid
showers.
Was. That's what this kid was that I picked up one day. Aiden had, they were out. And I picked up a bunch of friends, and one of them. I was like, oh,
real
my God,
bad,
this car stinks right now.
It
and
was
then he
like
got
that
out
onion.
And he was like, oh, my God, Daddy stunk.
Hate the onions.
You know that onion smell?
Yeah.
That's what it was, the whole room.
And when that smell is strong, it's one of the most horrifying things to ever.
Yep.
I was trapped in an elevator before with it. Just
chipped weave.
Chipped weave.
A few quick calls here. We're talking about this woman who was fired, she says, for complaining about a coworker's body odor.
Let's go next to Anthony, who's with us. Hi, Anthony. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Enjoy the show, guys. Great way to start.
Thanks.
Yeah, I work in a showroom type environment, and I've got a story with regards to farting as well that would rival any story.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right.
The gentleman obviously had a gastro problem, and we knew about this. And when he had started off in another location, and they had brought him to me, they kind of knew that he had this problem, and I think that they were kind of excited that I was going to go through this life for a little while. But anyways, he had a very bad gastro problem, and not only that, he had this odor to him,
right.
like an embalming fluid.
It was
incredible, and even to the point where the customers were complaining, saying, "Do I really have to deal with this gentleman?" But there was one situation in particular where people will come in, and we have one restroom in the back, and a person came in and wanted to use the restroom. I was like, "Yes, just right in the back." Well, he immediately pulled me to the side, and he says, "I don't think that's a good idea." And I says, "Okay." I said, "Why is that?" He says, "Because my underwear are on the floor." And I said, "Okay." He had a problem, so he went ahead and he went to the bathroom, and he obviously went to the bathroom and put his underwear in there and
okay.
it was a problem.
Okay. Oh my god! Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow!
Yep, it was a problem.
That's a lot of problems. Thanks for listening.
Yes. Thank you.
Always the guys that say they're big fans. Okay, so one more call. Brittany from Boston. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I have to admit, I am the stinky girl in the office.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with you, Brittany? What is wrong with you? Take a shower.
Why are you the stinky bitch?
No, it is. It's terrible, I know, but I put it right out there. I told my supervisor. It started off as an innocent joke, and then I told the gossip girl in the office, so everybody found out without having to
What's going on with you?
Is it your ass?
What's going on?
It's gas. It's definitely gas.
And it's powerful.
And it's one of those things you can't control in a busy office. You cannot get up and relieve yourself and be polite and all that. So
you just let it rip.
Well, not always, but on occasion it happens. I'm like, oh no. So I reach for the essential oils and try to mask it.
No,
but then it's like that trademark smell. So they walk in and they smell that particular smell and they're like, oh, okay, we ought to leave. Who knows if he'll catch that cloud? Like walk through that.
Is there anything that you can do for this?
There is something.
Well, unfortunately, I've done all the yogurts. I've done all the things that they talk about dietary-wise, fiber, blah, blah. It is what it is. So
don't they have...
To make through it.
I thought they had invented some form of charcoal.
They do. You can get charcoal pads you cover your ass with, bitch, and then that'll block the
smell. I heard about those.
Yeah.
We talked about those, too. Putting them in your underwear and
that's
whatnot.
What I think that's what they do. And I think it's like... It might work. I don't know. I've been too afraid to try them. Because we were going to get them and then we were going to try it and
home
put them.
First.
I don't think so. I think if we're going to try it has to be. You want to try it, James?
We're doing a live trial of the charcoal.
We'll
fart live right into your underwear through those things and I'll sniff it and see if you can smell the fart.
Yeah, I'd be willing to try it for sure. Right now, we're working with what we've got. But yeah, I'd be willing to try it because at this point, it's embarrassing. Like, what if you have a really good client?
You find it right on Amazon.
Yeah, how much are they? Oh, they're not that bad.
Yeah, they're reasonable.
I'll let you know. I'll try it out and I'll send you it. I'll email you with the results.
Try everything. I mean, just really make it your life's mission.
Yeah.
It's stinky Brittany, bitch. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day.
She's really kind of like cool about it.
The reviews are terrible
on these.
There's 2.5.
I mean, doesn't work.
50% is 1 star.
So those people got real burned. I'm going to let this rip because I safely have my charcoal underwear in place.
Oh, there's ones, though, called Subtle Butt that have much better reviews.
Subtle Butt.
Reusable gas neutralizers.
I wonder if that, why don't they have something that actually just almost like a cigarette filter just
put right in your beehole?
Goes right in.
That's a hell of an invention.
Yeah, these are 3.5 stars here on these ones.
Is that butthole a gag filter. Gift?
No, these are real.
Oh.
Oh, look at the guy in the airplane.
No, the guy in the airplane is holding his nose. Customer reviews really work. A little embarrassing to talk about bodily functions, but these things work. Sometimes difficult to get in the right spot. If you don't, they won't work. So you got to make sure they cover your b-hole correctly.
You got to tuck it up.
These actually
be right
do
over
work.
The blast zone.
Yeah. Great for long plane rides after a huge indulgent meal in the terminal.
God damn it.
Someone was saying they're too small to cover their b-hole. Great gift for any man in your life that has flatulence. Does not work, though, on toxic gas, someone said.
Well, that's why I'd have it. Well, you know.
Oh.
So there's things that out there that can help stinky bitches like Brittany.
Brittany needs her own office.
Brittany does.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to protect your fellow coworkers from your farts.
You
like the running count I have on the amount of farts I've saved you guys from, staggering.
Oh, you guys have no clue.
Like if I had no a little clue. Like clicker every time I like ran out and saved you guys from a fart.
That's all you'd hear while we're doing the show. Yep.
Three right there. Just right there, holding it in.
That chick is awesome, though, man.
Well,
that,
she
called
mean,
up like a boss.
Not embarrassed. Yeah.
Not
embarrassed
ashamed.
At all. That's her ass, and she's dealing with it.
I'd almost like want to get one of those, you know, those toys you could blow into, and it made the woo noise
attached to your ass,
and then you'd shove that in there, but some charcoal in it, so you'd know. You'd be like, woo.
But here's the thing, as we said, is what started the story. The woman who was fired because she complained about someone. Brittany's totally safe. Stinky Brittany is totally safe.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
If anyone complains about her,
she's protected.
She's protected.
Yeah.
And if anyone says anything to her face about it, they'll get fired if she complains. So Brittany and her dirty ass, totally fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I hate a squatter. Can I start with that? I hate a squatter. You can't just squat and expect that that's yours now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know what kind of squatter you meant.
Yeah, not a poop squatter, a squatter that squats in a house.
Some guy was asking about squatting. I said, Dave's got a place. You can,
yeah.
He's got a pool.
Here's
a little
schedule.
Changing area. You can probably squat in it.
A woman who squatted in a Key Largo couple's home and sold 4 of their cars while they were away has been sentenced to 18 months in prison.
That's it. 18 months.
18 months.
Your whole life's
she
gone 18
sold
months.
Their cars.
She sold their cars, Lise.
Imagine you had like priceless cars or like just they meant everything to you.
She stepped up her squatting game.
Yeah, she really did.
She's good at it.
43-year-old Angela Sloan pleaded guilty to 4 counts of grand theft auto and 1 count of each of using a fraudulent identification dealing in stolen property. She made the guilty plea at the Plantation Key Courthouse. While living at this house, she used the driver's license of the 71-year-old woman who lived there, who was not home. She, I guess, was staying with some relatives for an extended period of time. She sold all the vehicles to Al's Wrecker Service in Key Largo using this other woman's license.
Al.
A man who lived there noticed his vehicles in the lot of Al's as he was driving back into Key Largo over the Jewfish Creek Bridge. The old Jewfish Bridge.
Yep.
They called the owner and said, "Hey, why are my cars on your lot?" He responded, "Well, the woman who lives in your house said that she wanted to get rid of them. We bought them." The woman was this woman, Sloan, who doesn't actually live there, Angela Sloan. When he arrived at the house, she was still living there.
Ooh, that sucks.
She had sold the vehicles. Oh, my God. $50 each.
That's
oh,
it?
Oh, wow.
$50.
This guy bought 4 cars for $200.
So meth.
Sorry, she just wanted some quick
meth,
cash, right?
Wow.
Even still, you should try and get at least scrap metal value for them.
I guess it's good that she did stupidly sell those cars because it seems they were able to get her out of the house forcibly.
Yeah, she had to go to
a lot of
jail.
Times, yeah, a lot of times they're just
like, yeah, like if she didn't break
like, nope,
a law.
There's in there, and then yeah. You're not there, so how do you prove that that's your house?
Yeah, that's true.
Did they get the cars back? Did they say in the story?
This guy who owns the car dealership did help with the police investigation. He was able to identify this woman from a photo lineup, and that's how they.
Well,
went,
you know, he had to help because you're Big Al, and you took.
Stolen
someone's
property.
License that said they were 71.
Yeah.
And she's not 71, even though she's a disaster.
Well, she looks like she could be.
She could. I mean, it's somewhat believable. She's 43, but she could pass as a 71-year-old.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Squatters do piss me off, too.
Thank you, Andy.
Well, yeah, I don't...
They're you can't around, just, man. No. They're around
take
here.
Take what's not yours.
Oh, it's bad around here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I had a buddy that had an issue...
Took care of it.
And resolved.
Mm-hmm. Seems to me like Al's wrecker service is a little bit shady.
Yeah.
Most people are like, why are you giving us four cars?
He probably,
come on.
He probably couldn't resist that kind of deal. Like, he knew it was wrong. Mm. But at the same time, you just bought four cars for $200.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, luckily they weren't sold by the time that guy drove over the Jewfish Bridge and spotted his vehicle.
They were a 71-year-old lady's car, so they're probably like Lincoln Town Car, 1984 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't. It just says there were one of them was a Saturn. That's all they say.
Ah,
18
no
months
longer
is
being made.
They haven't been made in a while.
It's not enough. You're right, Lisa.
Yeah, no, it's not.
18 months.
No, throw the book at her. Yeah. If I was the judge. I'd throw the book.
Well, yeah, they've
be different
putting people to death.
You know?
A lot like China over here with Dave. Dave in charge.
Not quite as dramatic as the film Three Billboards, but a cheesed-off contractor used a big display ad to shame an alleged non-paying customer near Birmingham, Alabama. A billboard erected near a McDonald's accuses a mysterious guy named Dave of not paying his bills after 6 weeks.
Dave
Hunter.
Wasn't me. No word who this Dave is, but on the billboard it says, "This is Dave," and it has his picture.
That's awesome.
"Dave hasn't paid for a job we finished 6 weeks ago. Don't be like Dave. We have bills to pay, too."
It's funny in the contracting world, just because I've seen a little bit of it with my own family, people don't pay you all the time.
Yeah, they get screwed over
a
lot.
They never, ever get... People never pay for stuff. And I guess you should just do this kind of thing. But in reality, what ends up happening is Dave is in charge of buying a lot of different things. And so you can't piss Dave off. So if Dave decides not to pay you a couple times, oh, well, in order to get the jobs down the line...
You gotta stick
you
with
can't
Dave.
Be mad at Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be mad at Dave.
I know.
I'll get my money.
Contractors recourse outside of court. I think that some of them resort to like taking the stuff down that they did. And
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which is like double the work, really. Yeah. You're so pissed. Yeah, I can see why you do that, too.
As well, just pay.
A lot of contractors don't finish their jobs.
Yeah, it goes the other way.
Put half down and then they don't finish. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's definitely both sides. You hope you have a legitimate contractor, but also the customer has to pay if the work's actually finished. So no word yet if the billboard has shamed.
You're shocked how many churches don't pay.
Oh, wow. Yep. That seems like it's...
Well, Jesus.
Yep.
Not what the world would want in God's eyes.
No. Mm. A lot of times it'll be like, you know... Don't you think you should just donate all that work that you just did?
And no. That's all I deal with
so many times.
A Pennsylvania man who tried to rob a pharmacy ended up with a real headache because an empty gas tank foiled his getaway. Anthony Scolari strolled into a Pittsburgh Rite Aid, whipped out a handgun, demanded the cashier gave him everything she had in the till. He handed over what was described as a small amount of dough. He bolted, jumped into his red Mustang. It wouldn't start. He realized he was out of gas.
That sucks. Mm.
The 39-year-old tried to flee on foot, but ran right into a cop responding to the crime scene. The deputy reported the gun was a fake, and Anthony Scolari surrendered without incident. This would happen to my wife if she turned to a life of crime.
She'd run out of gas?
Always on empty.
Oh,
I don't even know how it's possible. Every time that I have to use her car, it's empty. And I keep telling her, Amber, honey, that is the worst thing you can do.
Like you, if you, all the grudge and sludge and slime from the bottom of your gas tank circulates through your engine if you let it go that low yeah. all the time. She doesn't care. She doesn't listen to me.
No.
Literally, she runs on fumes. And I'm sure she has run out of gas and just hasn't told me.
You think?
She knows I would never let her live it down.
Yeah, it's not good for a car.
I always push it. I'm always pushing
it. Oh, me too. I finance it by the trip, like I said.
Yeah.
It saves me a great deal.
No, it drives me nuts. Yeah. I'm always in a rush. I'm like, there's a reason she took my car for something. I'll jump into her car. I'm like, oh, I got to get there. God damn it!
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no gas! I got to find a gas station. I got to get there, go out of my way.
Yeah, it sucks.
She does it on purpose. You'll get gas for her.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she does, at least. Siphons it out. She knows I'm going to take it. Damn, Indian woman.
Yeah.
A crook in India, by the way, thought he could make bank with a heavy load of booty, which he tried to smuggle in his own booty.
Hmm.
The man, whose name wasn't released, this seems to happen quite a bit over there. He was taken into custody at the airport in Delhi after customs agents got suspicious because of his awkward walking.
The old shuffle walk.
When he was pulled aside, they discovered he had inserted 9 gold bars into his ass before boarding the flight. He had 9 gold bars up his ass.
There's tons of gold over there that's like just, I don't know if it's like unaccounted for. Like, well, I don't know.
They're always shoving it up
their
ass.
Every time we have a What's Up Your Butt segment, it's
always
gold.
From there, it's gold.
Yeah.
It's gold every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was taken to a police station where the $40,000 worth of gold was retrieved from his ass. He was charged with grand theft.
Yeah, because like drug stuff in some of these countries, it's real bad. Like really bad things happen to you. But gold stuff, it's like you get charged. I don't know what happens to you.
It's not the same as the drug stuff, though, in a lot of them. It is just funny to be like, I need to walk slowly.
Imagine trying to walk with 9 gold bars up your ass.
No.
How that would look.
I don't like.
I know. I would...
Go ahead of me.
You got to pick someone who's been through some stuff.
Oh, I'm moving sidewalk. Thank God.
Yeah. Gold just falls out someone's pant leg. Oops.
Oh, my God.
By the way, back to that story about the billboard. There is actually a show called To Catch a Contractor.
Like
to
catch
a predator. But for with contractors that are skipping out on doing their work.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
To look for that. Someone in Austria called the cops when they thought they saw a dead body floating in some water.
Ooh.
Turns out it was just a deflated sex doll. That's
oh my
a tragic
God, look
scene.
At that thing.
Those things cause all kinds of panic.
Yeah, they really do.
When they go to the sea.
Mm-hmm. They really
dispose of your sex dolls responsibly, people.
Yeah.
Just don't throw them in a river.
I do think that one of the funniest things you can do, though, is blow up a sex doll and release it on the water.
It is funny.
It's like, weird.
Especially
because
if it was in the ocean and just went.
Parts
like,
of her
goes.
Remain the same. Her boobs.
Yeah.
Her lower bits, her feet. Her hands and her head all remain the same as the rest of her body. That
and
was
the rest
inflated.
Is a balloon, yeah.
And it's just kind of all withered up right now. Firefighters called after this corpse was spotted floating in the water, and they tried to rescue what turned out to be an inflatable sex doll.
It's pretty creepy when it's...
Oh, it is creepy, isn't it?
This happened in Upper Austria. 8 firefighters were deployed to the site with a rescue vehicle and a large barge to get up close to recover the body when they arrived. All they were able to do was give the all clear call because it was just a partially inflated naked blow up doll.
Mm. You still wouldn't want to touch it.
No. Mm-mm. Oh no, the bits have been destroyed. Someone used and abused that thing and then tossed it into the water.
Yeah. There was barnacles in it, but they were there before it went into the ocean.
No, I don't understand the whole process of it, but...
A sex doll is creepy to me, like a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
Just that look on their face.
You know, it's... I
think it's hilarious.
I mean, they are funny, and
it's
I know...
It's funny to look at, but sexually...
Lisa had the Burt Reynolds, which was hilarious. The Burt Reynolds thing was so funny.
Yeah.
But if you've decided to have sex with one of those...
Oh, man. An inflatable sex doll.
The real dolls, to me, make more sense than...
Those. I'd love to just see people's opinions on what was really in their head the first time they did that. The guys that do that.
Utter desperation.
It's got to be,
really
right?
Going, like, are you just like...
You're just looking
it's
for
gotta be
something
complete
that'll
desperation.
Feel okay. What'll feel okay?
That couldn't feel okay. I mean, the bits look obviously like they're molded out of, they're not just inflatable bits.
Yeah.
It's not the cheap, cheap sex doll. It's kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But still, you're still banging something. Basically, yeah. It's just a balloon with tits.
Yeah.
As a desperate guy, you better not have one of those lying around, though. Before you know it.
Yeah.
You're going to bang it.
I still, even Chuck, I got to say.
She keeps whispering.
Yeah. My hand. I've got my hand.
I know.
I would never, even if I had an inflatable sex doll in the closet for some reason.
I don't know.
This was wild to me, too. I mean, even one of those tubes I had.
Yep.
That thing was real discreet.
Mm-hmm.
It got me through some
tough times.
Some dark times.
Yeah. I get it.
I just can't imagine having that like under my bed or something and pulling her out and having my way with her and
then
tucking her back.
Probably.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. That's got to be.
In my brain, what it is just a bunch of people having like fun times, like on a.
Like a bachelor
raft
party or
type
something.
Of thing in the water, and then you just let it loose.
Yeah.
And it got away.
Wasn't there one we watched a video of somebody sending one up into the sky?
Yeah, they filled it with helium,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And they're like, there she goes. Bye, Tiffany.
Like me and my gaming buddies, when we all got together and we rented a house on a lake and we had this boat take us out. But so a couple of the guys are from like South Carolina and we're always sort of ripping them for like banging goats and all sorts of stuff. And so like four dudes showed up with like inflatable goats. So when we were on the water, all these goats were floating around all over the place. So I can see how some crazy times can happen.
Yeah, let's hope that's what it was. Not just some desperate dude getting rid of the evidence of his torrid affair with a sex doll.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Lisa walked in when Chuck and I were touching ourselves.
Yeah, like, not that way.
In a bad way.
Touching yourself.
Well, no. Ever since I've had my surgery, I've had these weird pains, right?
Like on his sides.
On either side of my crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, on my right side, you'd think appendix, but it's both sides, the same, like, throbbing pain, and it comes and goes. It's been really bad this morning.
And it's not really his crotch. It's more like over up by the top of his pelvis, by his hips, just right there. Yeah. So I was like, "Well, is it is it hernia pain? Like down in here? Can really shoot down into
and
here?
You guys stood up. You stood
it's
up
more
and started
over here,
rubbing your pelvis.
Here. Yeah, and I'm like rubbing my pelvis down here. And Lisa walks in, like, "Geez, guys, just like, you know what? I'm going to leave while you two guys just rub yourselves."
You guys are just rubbing pelvises? Is this pelvis rubbing time?
I'm offended I wasn't invited in for the pelvis rubbing.
You missed it.
I could have rubbed my pelvises with you guys.
Yeah, it's
an impromptu pelvis party.
We didn't even realize we were doing it.
No. Invite me over next time. I'll bring snacks.
Okay, we will.
Every time I go out and smoke, I just rub my pelvis.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
We were walking through where the pain was, and I was like, well,
yeah, trying to isolate it.
Just going to go.
I walked in, and I just walked right back out.
You were like, I'm not even going to begin to ask questions about that.
I just don't even care.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I just couldn't care less.
No, it's their pelvis
whatever
party.
They're doing
I don't
it.
Care. It's
Jeez,
stupid.
Don't mean to interrupt the pelvis party.
That's basically the way she
acted. Yeah, it was.
Jeez, I can't leave here fast enough. You guys have been working together for too long. That's what she said.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pelvis party. Join us next time. Yeah, no, I don't know what
so
it is, though.
Hurting bad now?
Yeah. It's got a weird, it's weird. It's weird.
A couple
weird.
Of days, it wasn't that bad, but now it's come back, like, bad.
Mm. Oh, that sucks.
And I am getting some tests done later this week, but it was, I don't know, what the hell?
I hate
that. What the hell?
I hate those pains that, like, keep coming back.
Well, like, and Dave, like, goes to a doctor, and he's like, "So, doc, I've got this thing, you know, you've heard it a million times, the two little pains right there," and they're like, "No, we have no idea what you're talking about."
Exactly.
That is not what you want to hear.
No, that's terrifying.
You feel hope it's common, and most people feel this.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's just fart. You need to fart.
Isn't that always the answer to everything?
Yeah, it is for me.
Like, every time I'm like, oh God, oh I'm dying. Oh, oh God, something's burst in me, and then I'm like, oh,
I feel so much better.
Oh my God, thank God I did that.
Comes at a price, but man, I feel great.
Oh, you just need, imagine the doctor said, oh, you just need a fart.
Yeah.
You need a good old fart. I'm telling you. Most of the most pain I've ever been in is gas related.
Just a fart?
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy here who got gurneyed out.
Oh, yeah.
He got gurneyed out, thought he was having a heart attack, the big one, going to take him out.
Yeah.
And they get him into he's saying his final goodbyes to everybody, and they get him in the ambulance, and they were like, I think you just got gas, dude.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. That is embarrassing.
Yeah, always assume you have gas maybe first.
I always assume I have gas. Yeah. That's how I live my life. I walk on eggshells because of my
trust
gas.
Trust me, I've got gas.
Other people are saying it could be a urinary tract infection.
Jesus. UTI.
Does it burn when you pee?
No, Lisa, it doesn't, thank God.
Lisa's like our doctor
in
here.
Kidney stones.
Oh, I hope it's not kidney stones.
Well, you would know if it was kidney stones.
But it's both sides.
Wouldn't you know? Wouldn't it hurt to pee?
What are the signs?
I don't really know.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't hurt to pee.
Oh, it doesn't?
Only if they're coming out.
Oh, my
out.
God. That, I have the signs.
Oh, no.
Pain in the... Oh, that's right where my pain is. I have it right around my back, belly, and side.
Well, you know, like gallstones were your problem.
It? They compare the pain to childbirth or getting stabbed with a knife.
Well, that's when
it's
they're
not
coming
that
down.
Bad, though.
No, at times it's bad. When they're coming down, so you're probably passing some stones and not even realizing your donger.
Did the doctor say that it could possibly be that, or that they'll look into that?
This is the first time I think you've ever said, "Oh,
do you have an urgent need to go?"
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't have cloudy or smelly urine. No blood in it. Everything else, I don't know.
You don't have any other symptoms but that.
Oh, thank God. I don't have them either. Because I got this pain on the side. I got this pain on my side that I've been like, going to ride that out. Hopefully that just Wolverines itself back together.
Yeah.
They say it could be a UTI.
But my dad,
it,
man.
It's right back
it's
here.
Right, it's
there's other symptoms of a UTI, though.
I've never
My dad
had,
had kidney stones, and he talks about it, and it put the fear of God in me.
Yeah.
He's been shot with a bullet burning the inside of his flesh, and he said it was the worst thing he ever felt.
Yeah. Boy, I'd take getting shot again. No problem.
If I ever get kidney stones.
That's from
again.
All the dirty sex you have.
That's it, I guess, right?
The dirty sex.
Yeah. UTIs. Dave's dirty sex times.
Dave's having dirty, dirty, dirty sex. Dirty, dirty, dirty sex.
Sex time with Dave.
So you don't have any of those symptoms.
Just the pain in my central lower abdomen.
I think like
just above the pubic bone. And that's where I have the pain.
But you also just had surgery not that long ago.
I know, so that's why I'm relating it to that.
Dirty lover.
Okay,
he's a
stop
dirty
it.
Lover.
Stop it.
Look out.
Anyways.
I got some pain.
That's enough of the pelvis party.
In my pelvis. I just like how Lisa tries to get to the bottom of it all. She's like, does that burn when you pee?
Yeah. Lisa will figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
Dirty sex.
We'll get to the bottom of
dirty
it hopefully this
sex.
Week.
Gonna have to jab something up it to make sure you're fine. Ugh. Break up the pus.
Hey. Jesus.
Be
you guys.
In a cup.
This is
give
the worst song
stew.
Ever.
Blood in you, urine.
I don't like it.
Cloud and piss.
Dan. Hi, Dan has a comment.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Oh,
well, okay.
Hi, penis, ball.
Penis.
Balls. Penis.
Kinda smells bad.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, I had them kidney stones before.
Yeah.
And they like at 5 millimeters is where they, you know, them are passable. But mine were 6 millimeters, and the doctor tapped me on the back. He goes, you're a strong buck. He goes, you can pass these stones. Mm. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I sat there and screamed like you would not believe on my knees at the toilet. And no woman can tell me a baby is worse because it's not.
Yeah, I don't have that. It's not that kind of intense. It's just like a constant throbbing pain.
When
so
you have
I'm
a baby,
it's not
you get
that.
Drugs, though, to help the pain.
Yeah. What happens when you're on your knees to take a piss and you can't pass the thing and then you pass out from pain, your dick's out? Just like,
dude, I'm telling you, I was in the bathroom. Like, I'm in the stall and a guy came in and he had them. Oh. And I was petrified with fear because of the noises that he was making and cry, weeping like a old man, like almost same age as my dad.
Jesus.
Just weeping and weeping. And I was just I was just rocking on the toilet like, oh God, no, just make him better. Make everything better about him. Oh, it was more.
The weeping is bad.
Yeah,
the
intense. Weeping is
real bad. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.